Now let's talk for a little while on a very interesting theme, which is the name of the Antichrist. Let me not anticipate what I'm going to say, let me just say it. Jesus, who was the true Christ and was a true prophet, said in John chapter 5 and verse 43, speaking to his own Jewish people, he said, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. See, the question is the name. Jesus didn't come in his own name, he came as the representative of the Father. And as he said to the Jewish people, as a nation, with many individual exceptions, they did not receive him. But he said, if another one comes, another Messiah, in his own name, him you will receive. Now, the Jewish Encyclopedia records at least 40 false messiahs since the time of Jesus who have come and gained a following amongst the Jewish people. One of the most outstanding was Bar Kokhba, who led the final revolt against Rome in 130-some A.D. There was Moses of Crete, who led several thousand people into the ocean to meet the Messiah, and they all perished. There was one called Sabbatai Tzvi in the 17th century, who led a move to take the Jewish people back to their homeland, claiming that he was the Messiah, but he didn't succeed, and eventually he was converted to Islam. But those are just some of the names. What I'm pointing out is that when Jesus said, another will come in his own name, him you will receive, he was speaking the truth, and it's been historically fulfilled. Now, there's a great deal in the book of Revelation, particularly about the name of the Antichrist. I'd like to turn to Revelation chapter 13. Reading verses 16 and following. Revelation 13, beginning at 16. This is speaking about the regime which the Antichrist, through the false prophet, will establish, by which he will dominate humanity. And it says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads. Now, people used to make fun of the Bible and say that's ridiculous, but today there are many different techniques that can do that. I don't know how many of you have ever been to Disney World in Florida, which is just near where we live in the States. But if you go to Disney World and pay the entrance fee for the full day, and then you want to go out again, come in, they stamp your hand with something that can't be seen except in ultraviolet light. But when you come back, they shine the light on the back of your hand, and if you've got the right date on, they let you in. That's just a very elementary example of precisely what the Bible is indicating. So there will come a time when, in order to shop, to buy food, or to get any of the necessities of life, before you can buy anything, you'll have to display a specific mark so that the people that do not submit to the Antichrist will, in a certain sense, be isolated and cut off from the necessities of life. That's, in a way, a very simple, practical way of arranging it. Now, let's look at the mark, or the what you have to have. It says in verse 17 that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So apparently, there are three alternatives. You may have a mark, and I don't know what the mark is. Or you may have his name, and we don't know what his name is. Or you may have a number, which is the number of his name. And then it says in the last verse of that 13th chapter, here is wisdom, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, For it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, there are certain things we don't know, but there are certain things we do know. There are at least three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic, in which every letter has a numerical value. For instance, to take Hebrew, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, you go through the first 10 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4, He is 5, up to 10, which is Yud. When you've got to 10, then you go up by tens. 20, 30, 40, 50, 50 is Nun, like N. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, which is the letter Kuf. And there are only three more letters in the Hebrew alphabet. It's only got 22 letters. So you get 100, 200, which is Resh or R, 300, which is Sheen or SH, and 400, the last letter, which is Taf. So if you want to know the number of a person's name in Hebrew, instead of writing it horizontally, and you'll write it from right to left, incidentally, let's include that, but write it vertically, write the numerical value of each letter opposite the letter, and add it up. You've got the number of the name. You can do the same in Greek, and you can do the same in Arabic. In World War II, the Arabs discovered that if you spelled Hitler's name a certain way, beginning with a gimel, a gi, Gittler, it added up to 666. So that was quite exciting for them at the time. I don't think it was the final identification. So now I'm going to take my dear wife, whose Hebrew name is Ruth. That's her English name too, Ruth. Now, Ruth in Hebrew has got only three letters. But they're very valuable letters. You see, this is the way the Jews think. They say the more the numerical value of the name, the better the name is. You understand? So now I'm going to take Ruth and write it vertically. Now, the last letter is TH, which is one letter. Okay? Now, this is quite exciting. Resh is the last letter but two. It's 200. Taf is the last letter. It's 400. Now it's very exciting to know what this middle letter is. Well, it's the sixth letter. So it's 6. So you add it up. You see that? 606. Now that's not, there's no mystery about that. And you can do it with any Hebrew name, any Greek name, any Arabic name. I can't do the letters in Arabic, but now the interesting thing is that we don't know what the numbers are, but we know what they'll add up to, which is 666. Now, I was rather doubtful whether this was correct until I went to the Greek and I took the letters of Jesus and added them up. Now, I'm not going to write them in Greek because it would mean, but just suppose we did it this way. And they're Greek, right? Do you know what they add up to? Eight, eight, eight. Now that convinces me personally that this is the secret. You see, you have to be careful getting theories about numbers, but 7 is the number of perfection, completion. Six has just fallen short of it. Seven has completed it and gone one further with resurrection. So the Antichrist is 666. Jesus is 888. Now, I mean, you can respond to that whatever way you please, but I don't have any doubt in my own mind that when the Antichrist appears, and it's almost certain that he'll be a Middle Eastern of some kind, if you add his name up, you'll find out who he is. And I think a kind of shudder will go through you when you realize. Now, I could believe the Antichrist has already been born. I would think he probably has.